Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, all. Today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, because every time you do, you support the show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, and we thank ye.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Monday here in the Mike O'Mara studio in the beautiful zit known as Manassas, Virginia.
It's Monday.
How you doing, all? Everybody, thank you. I got two things to start the show today.
Yeah?
Number one, Carla would like to thank a new friend that has joined her on Facebook. And
is it your baby?
No, it is not.
Because that's a new friend.
Yes.
A new friend for everybody.
Friendships.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
Saturday, Rob and Rob worked, and you know this guy too. But this is kind of history. Of
okay,
the old
okay.
Show.
I'll step back.
No, you don't really need to step back.
I'll step
I think
back
you
in.
Know, no, because you know exactly who this is too.
Okay,
and you've had personal contact as
really?
Well.
Really?
Yes, it's impossible for anyone that's ever turned on a microphone in the market not to have had personal contact. So here is the message sent Saturday.
Yes.
At 2:57 p.m. and I will read the message.
Okay.
And I believe that both of you, if not one of you, will know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Saturday at 2:57, Carly receives a Facebook message that says, "Hi, baby, you hand Mike."
Oh, hand.
Wow. You know what? How's he doing? I unfriended him. But so I don't follow his posts anymore. How is Tom?
Tom Gavin.
And you know what? It's never too soon, Mike, to start thinking of babysitters. I babysat you, baby.
So the Saturday at 4:47, Carla's confused by these. She doesn't know Tom that well. Saturday at 4:47 p.m.
Would you like for her to know him better?
Well, she's a friend now on Facebook.
Oh,
she friended
dear.
Him. Saturday 4:47, still not making the connection that this is Carla's Facebook message.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Hi, Mike. How all you dipping?
Yeah.
Oh, dipping.
Yes. And you know I believe I that's
get,
doing.
You know what I used to get a lot
how are
from
you
him?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
That's before simple. Before I unfriended him and blocked him, what I used to get a lot was, "Ha, Rob, come you show." Because
he wants
to come in, and Mike, really, what he means by that is he wants to panel.
He does. He wants to come on. The
he
show.
Doesn't. He doesn't really want to come in and like have a spotlight feature.
Well, he may want more than that.
Uh-oh. Really.
So the next message
is it getting later in the day? Because sometimes that's when his messages take a turn for the Randy.
Well, this time, listen. You know what?
Wear off.
There are grown men all over America that don't know how to send a text photo on Facebook, but Tom Gavin certainly does know.
Oh
how.
My God!
So he sends this picture to
Carla.
Oh,
you know that's what the new mom wants, isn't it?
And maybe we could get that picture up for our show.
Yeah,
today.
I would think so.
That would be terrific.
That's sexual predator.
And then yeah. No, he's a nice boy.
Yeah, you can tell by his beautiful face. He looks like Orson Welles' challenged nephew. Let's say another one.
Oh God.
And then underneath the picture it says, "Hi there, Mike.
Ha!
How all you doing? Wath. New baby. Illwood. God F Sewell." I'm gonna translate. "Hi there, Mike. How are you doing with the new baby? God bless you."
Oh, that's kind.
I know that's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, that's so kind of him.
But the only after new baby, it's L W O O D. I would God F Sewell.
I think it's a God bless you.
I think it's. A God
I think
bless
you know what. Let's hope that's what it is.
So at this
a lot
point,
of people think that Tom writes the captions for our podcast every day, but you know that's Oscar and Pony that do the typing.
what kills me about this is you know those
I love Tom
those ransom letters that you get that you yes. see in movies with the yes. different magazine letters.
Yeah, they yes. cut them out.
Yeah, more work is put into that than right. this text. Clearly.
Absolutely.
You know, I like Tom too.
Yes,
it's the other one I don't like.
Now stop. And just let's not even bring him into it.
I've referred to him as a very insidious disease.
Do not bring Dennis Murphy into
why
this
do you
discussion.
Why must you say his name?
Saturday at 8 o'clock, obviously, I have gotten involved in this little exchange because
how
I,
many messages deep is this?
This is, let me see, we've got one, two, just three with,
okay,
with
three.
A photo.
Yeah, but
three's
been,
too many.
So, but it's been over 6 hours, which means for 6 hours, Tom has been constantly typing.
Saturday, I write, I grab Carla's phone, and I respond to Tom.
Of course you do, yeah.
I write, "Tom, this is Carla, Mike's wife. We are doing well, thank you." And then Tom writes back.
At this point, is Carla in on it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
she knows.
She's handing me her phone.
Okay.
She writes back. This Tom writes back. This you, I would like to be on the shoe.
You see? That's
Wav, Mike, Rob.
He tried to butter you up.
I love it. I
and
love
then
it.
Book himself on the show.
It's been so long. And then he corrects himself.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he writes like so many people do with autocorrect, show.
Oh, of course.
S-H-O-W.
Does so he remember that. The asterisk? Because a lot of people, when they correct something,
they'll
do
all the time.
Asterisk show. Yeah.
Carla writes back to Tom now. Now Carla's got the phone. I'll tell him.
Yes, of course you will.
Then at, let me see, Sunday. This is this goes back to Sunday. This is 24 hours later, roughly.
So Tom has had a night to sleep on it.
At 7:41, Tom writes back to Carla.
Yeah?
Hi there, T-H-E-R. Tally Mike, I would like Buzz job.
Oh, he wants to do news.
He wants to do the news.
Yeah.
He wants to do the news.
And
the cojones on that guy.
And then Carla writes back.
It might be a good fit.
Please.
we are getting a phone line installed.
That'd be good. He could do it from his...
For the ease of our listeners communicating.
He could do it from the group home.
Carla responds, ha 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 ha, LOL, you're too funny. And that is the end of the discussion.
How do you think he took that message?
Yeah, what's that?
How do you think Tom took the ha ha ha? Because I don't think he was trying to be funny.
But no, probably not.
No. Well, he's probably has a rebuttal. He's just still working on it.
Well, Tom, if you're listening, send a resume and a cover letter and a tape.
And tomorrow, because we ran out of time today, tomorrow we'll get to Glenn Beck and his Nazi memorabilia. Okay, thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thank you, dear. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, this is Hans.
Hans.
Yeah.
David Howard.
How are you, David?
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
I'm closing in on a decision.
Good.
I think the beige is the best interior.
Good interior there. Uh-huh.
And I think with the dark brown, that's the best combination.
That's the most beautiful combination on the lot.
All right, so tell me again. Uh-huh. Everything, tax, license, out the door, in my garage.
Right, well, I don't know where your garage is, but it's $44,420.
Wow.
All right.
It's a lot of money for a car, isn't it?
It's not a car, Mr. Howard. It's a Mercedes, and that's the
difference. No, I know it's a Mercedes, but it's just still a lot of money.
Well, maybe you shouldn't buy the car then. Get a Nova.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's no extras, right? That's it? That's everything? I don't imagine at that price I'd have to add.
No, just leather. That's all you'd have to add. Nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't come with leather.
No, sir, it does not. That's why I told you you'd have to add it.
Well, what's in there?
Well, it's what they call Mercedes leather.
What would that be?
Well, it's a very thick vinyl. Beautiful seat. I would prefer that.
So let's call it that then.
Fine. Beautiful, thick vinyl seat. But I have it.
Gee, isn't that something? Wouldn't you think there'd be leather in there?
I tell you what, if you buy the car, I'll put some shoes in it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Albert Brooks and the finest depiction of an a-hole salesman you will ever hear, and that is Albert Brooks talking to Albert Brooks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking of Boston for you. Because a couple of people said that they like that, so I just thought I had to
You know, it's amazing. I've watched that one sequence in that movie, Lost in America, so many times. The timing of him talking with himself.
Truly amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, it's an area of Albert Brooks that is absolute genius. I love that.
He says, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very busy. Very busy. Yes, that's why I told you have to add it.
Hello, David Howard.
Because I'm a total ass.
It's not a car. It's a Mercedes.
And he makes the
Mercedes salesman German.
God, that is perfect. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 18 million times. Powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com. 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Monday, July 29th. God, July almost over?
Yeah, you know what I got to do today? I got to get my car inspected.
Yeah.
I forgot. I got a 7 on my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
My son is 10 days old.
Jesus, has he got a beard yet?
Boy, it's incredible. No, but he's already drinking. Boy, is he drinking.
Good boy.
Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Here's something I'd like you to do. This is the phone number for a free insurance quote. Does not cost you anything. I would like you to do me a personal favor for our good friends at Encore that make sure that you can hear this show not only online but also on the airwaves of Washington, D.C. I'd like you to do me a favor. If you haven't done it yet, give them a call. 866-347-5748. It's very simple. They will do some work for you that will assure that you get a great deal on life insurance. Yeah. There is no obligation. Encore just compares rates, and they try to help you save. So this is simply a phone call that may benefit you supremely, that costs you absolutely nothing with no obligation. Check them out. Encore Insurance Services, a wonderful company that has supported us from the very, very beginning. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. You can go to their website as well. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS, Encore Insurance Services, at smartterm.com. So, hail, hail. How was everybody's weekend?
It was nice.
Yeah, pretty good.
Good weather.
Some better than others. How are you? Oscar, I'm talking to Jimmy. Comes by because Jimmy just wanted to show me that his motorcycle's ready.
Hey, yours will be ready soon.
Yeah. I just thought I'd bring it by to show you I've got my motorcycle and you don't have yours.
What happened is, like, about 10 o'clock, I hear outside, rah, 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 which is not uncommon around here.
Yes.
And then there's a... And Mike says, is that a knock? Who would knock on an open door? And I go to
Jimmy.
Jimmy, hey, I wanted you to see my bike.
Here it is.
Yeah, well,
this is new. This is new. Yours is still in the shop. Bye-bye.
Bye. I just wanted you to see it. I'm not working today.
We'll have Jimmy later on in the show. I had a little Jimmy fix over the weekend to celebrate the birth of my son.
But obviously, it went well if he came by again today.
Yeah, well, it did. It did. It was a late one.
Sure.
It's pretty much ruined for the rest of the weekend.
Ruined.
That's the way
it
got.
You're ruined.
I got the hall pass, and it was just like, hey, honey. Honey, Jimmy's still here, and we were wondering, is really loud on number five. We were wondering, really, is there a chance that I could go out? Jimmy and I want to have a nightcap. And she goes, oh, okay, if you really want to. And then, what fun.
That's
ensued.
So great. You know, he's the best.
It's really okay to go out and enjoy yourself. And the normal person will go out and they will have dinner. They may have a glass of wine or two, and they might have a few cocktails afterwards. The hardcore individuals,
right,
like Mr. Cerrito and me, will go usually till closing time.
Yeah.
And even at my advanced age, I'll do that.
And we're not talking closing time at, like, Radio Shack. We're talking
closing time
at the bar, which is this many, right, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
And the hardcore will find someplace else after that.
A lot of people stopped going to speakeasies in 1934, but not Mike.
When you're in the know and you happen to have been in the business, you can find people that are still in the business that lock the doors, shut off the lights, no customers allowed because it's illegal.
Right.
And then you just...
Well, they're not really serving at that point.
You just go to a corner office.
Yeah.
And enjoy...
And they're still not serving, but they're pouring.
They're pouring. And then... And then you walk, you walk home at 4:45 in the morning.
And how did that go? You know it's good. They say walking.
My leg is. I think I was on. My leg is toast. My leg is toast. It's useless. It's absolutely useless. What's the point? What's the point, Jimmy? What's the point of even walking?
However,
next time we go out, just get a wheelchair.
Walking is probably the best thing for your leg.
It's terrible. Yes.
I'm not sure you should be walking at 4:45, but walking is good for your leg.
You know, I mean,
no traffic.
I'm 60 seconds away. I mean, I'm a 1 minute walk from all the places up there. So,
right.
Well, maybe five.
Depends on who's walking, really.
Yeah, and then he went into the guest room, and then
He slept over.
Oh, he slept over. Yeah. Well, he couldn't.
Did he wake up and make you breakfast?
We drove. No. That would be assuming that I woke up in the morning.
Oh dear.
And so Jimmy's car was up, in the middle of town.
Yeah.
And
sure.
So
you're responsible.
Out. Yeah. Well, we're always responsible. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
That's
creepers.
The most important.
Now,
part.
When you were walking home, would it have helped you if you'd had a crutch?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Imagine my surprises. I'm talking to Jimmy outside, and Oscar arrives for work here, and he is on a crutch.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that because there's nothing there's nothing on his Facebook page about it.
Right.
And I check his Facebook page occasionally,
mostly just to see if he's alive.
No, I'd like to get Big O and Duke's update.
Okay, well, I follow that program.
But anyway, that's funny. He puts plenty of stuff about Mike O'Meara on there too.
Especially he does.
An incredible picture of my baby that got like 777 likes on Oscar's page.
Mm-hmm.
So he does do that. I'm just giving him a hard time. And how can I give him a hard time today when he comes limping in with a crutch? Because what the hell did you do to yourself this weekend?
I play soccer on Sunday mornings. And I play with
a
crew of guys. And usually...
Mike, they call it football.
It's uneventful. You get a great workout.
Right.
This time with, I think, 5 minutes left in the game.
Great workout, huh?
Yeah, it's a great workout.
What's that like? No, I'm sorry.
It's not a walk home at 5 in the morning.
I know.
I've seen it on TV.
Exactly.
Though, I will say that I just have a high ankle sprain. And it's embarrassing. It's not something you want to brag about because when you get a high ankle sprain in soccer.
Well, how high were you?
No. It's just I went after a ball.
I could have gotten a high ankle sprain on Friday night.
No, but either way, it's
falling off a stool.
It's something that, you know, if I busted my knee, that's probably something I would have posted on social network or something like that.
Right.
But a high ankle sprain, I think, is one of those things that you just can. I want to believe you can walk it off. You clearly can't.
How would it have sounded if I had gotten a high ankle sprain on Friday night? It might have occurred when I went, "Hey, Jimmy, hand me that coaster."
So it's not as exciting as I'd like it to be, but I know that I can't walk on.
And the doctor says to Mike, "How did this happen?" He said, "Well, they dropped the corkscrew."
Yeah.
And I made a lunge for the corkscrew. Now, where is it? Oh, the high ankle sprain, it's still part of your ankle, right?
Yes. Near your knee, isn't it?
No. It's
like the thigh near your crotch?
No. It's basically... It's the top end of the ankle. That's all it is.
All right. And how did it happen?
I was going after a ball. I got the ball, but I lost an ankle.
You turned your ankle?
Yes, turned my ankle. But I turned it. I knew it was bad. It was inside, and I heard the... And I was like...
So it's an inside ankle
thing? Oh, yeah.
Are you swollen?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see it.
Well, you can probably see it.
Did you ice the area?
Right away.
Okay.
Bucket of ice. As soon as I got home. I'll show it to you afterwards. It will translate.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
But it was huge. And what's great about...
Because he has such dainty ankles.
It's what's great about my girl is when I get home, she's laughing at me as I hobble in because I didn't have a crutch then. I said, thank you. This is really actually kind of serious.
Do you know the first names of the players on your team? On your team? Do you
know
the guys? Can you go down the line and just... I just have the little bell and buzzer here for the...
Oh, no, please. We've got drab t-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. I think...
Happy birthday, incidentally, Drew.
Oh, yeah, this Wednesday, a little early.
Happy 30th. Happy 30th.
Is he 30?
He's 40.
But he'll always have the mind of a child.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
A slow, slow child.
A brain that has a high sprain on it.
Stop it. If you're looking for Latinos, we've got Miguel and JC. That's what we have. And JC is Juan Carlos. That's what you're going for.
Why? Do you always have to read ahead in the script?
No, I just was
just asking. I'm just curious of the names of the players that are on your team. You've got Drab and you.
Yes.
So Drab runs around out there, and you're both very svelte guys, very thin guys.
Now, does Drab play, or is he more of a producer?
No, he plays.
He produces the team.
He's actually very good.
When I was your age, I was playing hockey. I was playing hockey.
What
sport.
What it probably is. It's a contact sport for sure. I sat there.
Gathering speed.
I would sit there.
When you were in your 30s, what sport were you playing?
Get back to me. Oscar has a wonderful story about his ankle. We're going to get a turkey leg after I get off the roller coaster. That's right. Another way I failed you.
Now, I just would say. I love when you bust his balls.
Another way he's failed me. Every day. So that's it's noble, but it looks extremely painful. I mean, you could hardly walk.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not a great story. It's not a fight. It's not anything that, or you scored a goal and your leg gave out.
Did you fall to the ground clutching it in pain?
No, that's where
really
most of these guys we play with are younger,
right?
And there's something about getting a little older.
Mostly they're 10 and 12.
No, there's some guys in
Juan
their 20s.
Juan Carlos is enjoying his summer vacation.
Get the ball.
And I remember I yelled for my friend.
Yeah.
And I said, he goes,
in what
okay?
language did you yell?
In English.
Okay.
And, well, there is something I do when we play with them, because the only Spanish guy that speaks Spanish, they really speak Spanish.
Yes.
I yell at him in Spanish to pass me the ball.
Is that because the people won't understand?
I feel like they won't understand, but I think most Americans are bilingual for the most part now. But I yell at him in Spanish because, one, it makes me feel like I'm kind of legit yelling at him in Spanish.
Of course, yeah.
And I think that he's going to pay attention to me more and actually pass me the ball when I yell at him in Spanish.
I see. What do you yell? How do you yell pass
it aquí, to me? Aquí, aquí, aquí. Aquí.
Doesn't that mean here?
Give me the ball, aquí.
Ahora, ahora.
Doesn't that just mean here?
Here or now.
Here
but when
now.
You're running, that's all you can get out.
Aquí. Aquí. Aquí.
He never passes me the ball.
Pass me the ball.
Maybe he's not Spanish.
Oh. Yeah, I got it. He looks Spanish.
Well, yell something in French next time. See if it works.
So you didn't, when you were on the pitch, you, how about that, huh?
No,
that's, when you were on the pitch, you actually did not feel the pain, or you only felt the pain?
Oh, I hobbled off on one foot.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I gave up. I tapped out. By the way, Go USA, Gold Cup champions.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys watched that.
Is that horse racing?
No, it could be. No. It was a soccer tournament. They beat Panama. 1-0. What do you have there?
Soccer sound effect.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's usually what happens when we hop the fence and play on the field we're not supposed to be on.
Is that really? It's an illicit game?
That's so sad.
Really?
We're all adults. We can never get the right permit. We just jump the fence.
I thought it was like a real, like a league.
It's a league for a lot of guys that like hanging out and playing soccer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know
and
what?
And here comes Santana with the kick.
You know what? Sadly enough, that's what it sounds like.
Here comes Santana again.
My game has been off for the last month. It's pretty sad. I had one game where I had 3 goals. Yeah.
Yeah, a key.
That's about what it sounds like. And then I dragged myself off the pitch.
Okay, very good.
Now, yeah. No one, you didn't require any help. Did you know it was as bad as it was when it happened?
I did, because the only other time I've ever done anything like this was when I was a freshman in college and I was on the shelf for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So,
could this end your career?
No. Soccer is in my blood, or football, so I'll do anything I can to play.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, thank you.
And everyone, you know, the news was all over Redskins training camp.
The injury report? Yeah, I'm on the IR for a month.
Oscar can't start in the preseason.
Thank you. You're more than welcome to come out if you guys ever want to play.
Yeah, Mike, let's not do that.
God, I can't even walk. I can't even walk home from Malone's. That's my
sad part. I feel like
part.
You're getting better, though.
I'm slowly getting better. It is a ridiculous injury. It is the I've had 2 shoulder surgeries, a back surgery, and 2 knee surgeries, and I have never, ever, ever in my life dealt with an Achilles in my life. It's never happened.
Now, you had a surgery on this, right?
Not on the Achilles.
No, oh, no, you're just
but
trying
it's
to.
It's the same leg where I had the ligament replacement, and that was fine. I recovered from that. But
do you think
fact
you could
is,
get a corpse's Achilles to be
no,
put in?
The Achilles is apparently, you know, there's a reason they call it the Achilles tendon.
Right.
It is so crucial, and it is so delicate, and it is so fragile, because, you know, usually I'm a big one for the give me the needle, you know.
Right.
Give me a little squirt and get the cortisone in there, or whatever the hell they put in there, and, you know, the numbing agent.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't do it, because if they do that, they worry that it will weaken further the Achilles, causing
man.
A full tear. And, of course, when you get the full tear with the Achilles, it would be like, foot ain't connected to the ankle no more.
Yeah, it'd be all loose and whatnot.
Yeah, can't blah, 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 do that blah, 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 no more.
And but you're supposed to, but really the only way you can cure it is therapy, right?
I think the only way I can cure it is by maintaining my weight not program.
Well, that's one thing that'll help it, sure.
I think that's the number one thing.
You're absolutely
right.
I think that's
just my opinion that's going to be huge for it. So that's just another reason that I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing. And, I've got months ahead of me with this, and I'm looking forward to it.
And the doctor says that would just keep like, working it or
no?
Not working it like that.
Here's the weird thing.
Working it
twice a day.
Here's the weird thing. Here's your foot as you're standing. Okay?
Okay.
This is your foot like when you're sleeping. It kind of tilts down.
Yeah, it
right?
has a natural.
Now
drape.
You would think you kind of relax the Achilles when you're sleeping. Well, that's not the case.
It extends
apparently,
it, right?
It extends it. So what they do is they put you in a little splint that turns the foot up when you're sleeping.
Oh.
So most nights I sleep with that, and that takes it a little bit. I also got an Achilles brace that puts a little pressure on it. That does dick.
It doesn't.
That
anything?
Did absolutely nothing for me. And
what if you slept in hard shoes?
No, one of the things, I'm going to do the thing that Officer Meg told me to do, which is because she's had a lot of knee surgeries,
right?
too. And she says you, to the point of pain, you put your foot in an ice bucket for 20 minutes,
yeah.
and you take the foot out, and it almost hurts. But
it hurts. Almost.
Well, I've never done like that kind of icing.
I did that yesterday.
Did you really?
That's what I did.
And did it help?
Well, we don't have a bucket, so I had to have Shannon line a pot, basically, that we would cook in.
This pasta tastes horrible.
With ice and water.
This is not the best farfalle I've ever had in my life.
You know, really, thank you for cooking, Shannon, but no more potato salad for me. Yeah.
So you iced it for how long?
Yes, all day.
All
on
day.
And off, 20 minutes on, 20 minutes
that's,
off.
And you probably made a lot of progress
on
it. Too.
The swelling has gone down so much
right?
that I feel like maybe by midweek next week I'll be a lot better.
And where did you have the crutch? Did you have the crutch standing by, or did you have to go to a store and get that?
I had to go to a store to pick it up.
I would have given you one.
Well, I mean, again.
Mike is filthy with crutches.
I got crutches everywhere.
Yeah. No, this is good.
You're dealing with a man that can barely walk.
That's right.
I got all sorts of stuff. I've got incredible. I've also got like units that can ice your knee or any other problem.
Do you still
got,
have the hyperflexing thing?
I don't know. I had
the
to get
flexing
that back.
Machine?
That I had to get back.
Oh, that's a shame. That was fun.
But the ice thing is you fill a machine with ice and it runs super cold water through
this
pad and it, I don't know. It's like I got a million of these things. I don't know, they're in the attic. Everything's in the attic.
Really? I was thinking the yard sale. That would be a hot mover at the yard
sale.
No,
I don't think so.
You could have the thing you say. It's knee corner.
not furniture or baby clothes.
I could print you out a handicap sign, and then they'll know that's a handicap section.
Yeah,
something happened.
Yeah, very good.
So here's the one question I have about your high ankle sprain.
Okay.
When you, especially on the inside, and you heard something, what indicates to you, and the way you walked from the car into the house today, you do not look like you are making that great progress.
Oh, no, I'm not making any progress.
So my question
is, this is all
to you,
mental.
How do you know that it's not more than like an ankle sprain, that it's not like ligaments torn or something
Mike,
like that?
As you know, when you're self-employed and you pay for your own insurance.
This is true.
And your own crutches.
Right.
You realize that. Maybe I can tough this out.
That's what I say.
And so I'm toughing it out. I called my brother.
Right.
He gave me a little advice.
What was that before or after he stopped laughing?
No, he actually blew out his knee playing soccer a couple of years ago, so he knows what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay.
Which is a much cooler injury if you're doing
something. So you called the family medical consultant.
Yes. He said, try this, what I'm doing now, for the next 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
If the pain continues to get worse or it doesn't get any better, then you have to see a doctor.
Do you feel like since the injury you've made any progress at all from its
I
most
do,
painful?
From the icing, yes.
Okay, then that means that's a good sign.
Are you taking an aspirin or anything for it?
I've got, over-the-counter Advil. I just take 4 of those every 4 hours.
And if you want some of the stronger stuff, I got
to. Yeah, I might have to grab some of that on the way out.
I have a virtual medicine cabinet.
Like a gumball machine.
Yes.
But not the pregnancy pills are all gone, though.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, those are the, you know, as far as the Percocets,
oh, no, I don't need
those. How's she doing?
Anna, she's doing great.
Like my body?
No, she was not like that. I'm kidding. She's doing, Mama is doing very well, very tired.
Good.
You know, the schedule is basically every 3 hours. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's feeding time with little Michael William, and he's something else. You ready for the cool part?
Yeah.
Okay, when he gets real fussy and he's already been fed.
Right.
So when it's just fussy, which is very rare because he sleeps most of the day, I have an amazing calming effect on him.
Do you really?
Like he'll be wailing, and I was on my fabulous recliner, and I just put him right down here, right on my chest, and his face was about an inch away from mine, and he was looking at me, and I got, you know, it's 6 weeks before they really start focusing exactly on who you are, but he knows the voice already, and he is like wailing. He is wailing, and I'm going, hey, buddy, how you doing? And I get a little, you know, it's almost a head shake recognition where it's like, oh,
did you talk
dad.
To him in the belly?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And that probably has something to do with
it. It's so great.
It's either that, Mike, or already the child, you make him tense.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
I'd say the latter.
Speaking of baby, I finally got some baby pictures up to my mom, and well, that's why she's my mom. I'll tell her the wonderful compliment that she bestowed upon me when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
2 minute teardrop for one heart to carry on.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you are looking for an affordable and dramatic way to visually get your message to your customers, then look no further than Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas. Signs by Tomorrow offers a tremendous variety of signs and graphic services that will get your business noticed. Custom signs, digital printing, custom graphics, they do it all at Signs by Tomorrow. And they can do indoor and outdoor signs. They can wrap your vehicle. They can do your trade show display, your booth, your event signs. All your custom sign printing solutions are covered. Call Kevin at 703-530-0070. That's 703-530-0070. Or visit signsbytomorrow.com/Manassas. They are experienced, they have state-of-the-art technology, and they are, most importantly, cost-effective for you. Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas, your visual message specialist, and we thank them for wrapping this lovely studio.
From now on, let's say Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin. Would you like to call Kevin and get your signs done?
They did a rerun of Saturday Night Live, and I watched the Californians twice.
Californians are one of the great skits.
So funny.
Man, and everybody in that sketch is gone. Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Fred Armisen.
Yeah, you're
right. They're all gone. They just
lost. They still have the black guy.
Jason Sudeikis. He'll never leave.
No, he won't. I think he's been there longer than Lauren.
What's his name?
Kenan Thompson?
Kenan Thompson.
And I liked him in Good Burger.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was sort of a high point for him.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
The thing about the cast members on Saturday Night Live is you don't realize a lot of them have been at this a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These aren't kids anymore.
And they look. But they still look young.
They still look extremely young. Yeah. But it'll be really interesting to see what they do. You know,
it's going to be tough because if you look over the last season, there was what, maybe out of 40 hours of television?
Right.
How much good content?
I know.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. And if you get, if they start to go, down the pecking order and they're going to do it that way, I think they're screwed.
No.
If they're going to use, like, Bobby Moynihan as a featured player.
No. We don't use Mr. Moynihan.
Maybe some stars, some new guys.
You know, I think they've done that before with Saturday Night Live, where they've actually brought in some.
No, remember the last disaster with that? Do you remember in 85 they brought in Anthony Michael Hall? And that was supposed to save things?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was hot on all the John Hughes movies.
What would you do? What would be the solution?
I would put a lot of weight on the shoulders of who is the gentleman, the guy that does Will Smith and the Eddie Murphy impression? I can't think. Chris Farrow. Jay Farrow. I think he's underused, and every time they use him, he does a great job. I think he needs more stuff put on him.
Yeah, but you're talking about somebody that's there, and I think you need to bring in, we always like to criticize Saturday Night Live, but I watch it still.
Right.
And
I never miss it.
I do root for it, too, because I'd really like to see it be funny, because there's just not much television that you can really count on.
They probably need to do what they did originally, and I'm not sure the modern environment allows Lorne and the producers to go and shop the clubs and the improv studios to find the people that are young and hungry to do it. But I think with the internet and the amount of television, you don't need Saturday Night Live to break out anymore.
They've had cast attrition for decades,
sure.
But the fact is, within a year now, you're going to have Kristen Wiig, Jason Sudeikis, who just decided he was going to leave,
right.
Bill Hader, who decided he was going to leave, Fred Armisen, and then the head writer, who is Seth Meyers, who does Weekend Update, who was one of the guys that I just loved his Weekend
Update.
He
was the one thing that was truly dependable.
That's five cast members.
And big ones.
That's an incredible attrition rate for the show. And
30 Rock is over. Maybe Tina Fey will come back.
Boy, see, that's, you know what? It's funny you bring that up, but if you...
She could save Weekend Update.
You know, that if you were talking about really something that was going to save that show...
Mm-hmm.
I think they might have to go backwards and grab somebody who's got some star power.
An anchor.
Because it's not, but who knows? I mean, the show has survived other things like that. But they're scrambling right now because, I mean, they're a couple, they're a month away from going into rehearsals
exactly.
for that show.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to watch and
fingers
see
crossed. I wish them well because I watch it every week.
Right. Let me share with you a little conversation. One of the things I did after the baby was born is I grabbed a bunch of the pictures off of my little iPhone and printed them up on 8x10 glossy photo paper to print out and send up to my mom.
Even the full frontal?
You mean your
probably
mom?
The full frontal, too.
Your mom doesn't follow you on Instagram?
No, she doesn't.
It's a shame, so you have to make the print.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. This is a very nerdy, technical question about printers. Is there a difference, if I buy paper that is supposed to be used with an inkjet printer, does that mean that those prints aren't going to come out as 100% great on a laser printer?
Yes. You have to buy the paper, especially for photo paper, that has the weight and the actual stock.
But he's saying he bought, that has to match the printer.
Yeah, so I went to Costco and I bought for the inkjet and I printed on that. It came out okay,
but it didn't come out perfect. You need a certain weight. I've done photos on that type of printer.
Right.
I have the same one in the other office.
Okay.
And
is there a paper that works
for it? There's a paper.
Okay. So like Staples, anybody like that, that's where I go and grab
it. I would go through Amazon.
Oh, you can go through Amazon.
That's a wonderful. Thank you, Rob.
That works.
Very. You're the big box store boy weighs in with that.
I got mine at Amazon.
That's why I bought my crutches.
So they're not the best. They're not the best quality because I did go to I got the paper very quickly. I didn't have any time.
Sure.
And so I went to get these. Thank you, Rob. We're only paying Rob back for what we've done to him a million different times.
So we went to the Home Depot, then went to Costco, and afterwards we did
that. I love going to
stores. So payback is 100% legit. Yes.
I'm just trying to do the best I can.
I know.
That's right.
I'm sorry to let you. I'm sorry I failed you again.
Yeah, no, it's how I'm ever failing you.
I am so sorry that I have failed you. So I print them all out,
right?
And this is the comment I get.
From you call your mom?
Yeah, and he is so precious. He is so beautiful. And Carla looks just wonderful. She's doing so, so very well. I said, thank you, Mom. And I wanted to get all these pictures up to you. Oh, I just went down the hallway and I showed them to my friend Elizabeth. And she thought that they were beautiful. What a beautiful baby boy. You must be so proud. And said, so, yeah. And said, so that's like super sweet to my mom.
And kind of what you expect.
Yeah. That's a 10.
And I said, oh, that's great. What about that one picture of you?
Oh,
and I said, I said, what? You really look like you're going to knock over a liquor store.
What does that even mean?
She said, I look like a criminal, Rob. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what that means.
She said,
She's disappointed in Mike, is what she's saying.
I don't think he'd look like a criminal.
Well, that's what she said. You know,
what was the picture?
The picture was I'm wearing like a flannel shirt that looks kind of, not a flannel shirt, but it's the plaid shirt that kind of looks like if you wore it a certain way, like where I button the top button and let the rest hang out, I might look like a, and I was wearing my American Chopper's cap, and this was Saturday.
You do love your hats.
I do love my hats. And I guess it was it was her comment. Yes, the comment was, you look like you're about to knock over a liquor store.
Oh my God, that sucks.
Thank you so much, Mom. No,
she loves you.
She loves me very much. And loves me so much that we're planning on perhaps doing the what's that movie Steve Carell was in?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Miss Sunshine. We're going to there is a chance that when Carla and I go up to, I'll be doing the show from Maine the end of the month.
Right.
And when we go up there to visit my family, and we're stopping in Boston, where my mom is at the home, the assisted living home.
don't laugh at that. That's not funny.
It's her
residence.
We joke with her at the same, like around the table, if she comes to a family dinner. My cousin Teddy, I remember we were having like lobster, and Teddy looked up at my mom and said, "You're not going to get food like this in the home."
Teddy is great.
We have had elderly people in my family for so long.
Sure.
We know how to own it. We know how to deal with it.
And she's okay with it.
Right. She's fine with it.
In Little Miss Sunshine, if I'm not mistaken, they steal the guy away. They like basically sneak him out of the home. Correct?
I'm just thinking about the fact that it's the way the house is, the way that the car is shaping up.
Okay.
My sister.
Wouldn't it be horrifying if when you picked your mom up, she started talking like Alan Arkin?
Hey.
Hey, you look like you're going to knock over a liquor store.
Michael. Michael, be careful.
Are those socks with sandals?
Hey. You better pick me up after lunch. Pick me up after lunch. I've got to get my lunch. I am now doing Kevin Pollak's impression. I'm doing Kevin Pollak's impression of Alan Arkin.
Is there someone at the door?
What the hell?
Please take care of this, Mr. Bloom.
I'm sorry.
That's your phone?
That's Carla's phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Turn that off there like that.
You might want to answer that text, Michael.
Hello.
Now you got me obsessed with it. Well, now you have a voice for that trip.
Open the right door. Kind of like Jimmy. They all run together.
A little bit.
The reason is my sister has picked my mom up and taken her to Maine for 10 years.
Oh, so that's no big deal.
She doesn't know, because you know how you talk about the fact that I induce stress from all of you? I think my mom feels the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the whole family does, I would imagine.
Probably.
Yeah. And it's not fun with you.
It's not fun with me.
No.
And it can be. Now, you see, don't make it that bad.
No, when Mike is entertained and his mind is off the road, it's fun. But when he sees anybody, they make an erratic turn or lane change.
Now, here's what's
going to
be.
It could be 10 miles up the road where he's like, that guy's an a-hole.
What's
going to
be key?
Oh, look at that turn. He'll focus on that.
Yeah, look at this. He says that a lot. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
What's going to be key is.
Look at that guy.
In a month, will Carla be up to doing most of the driving?
Oh. No.
So you're going to have to drive?
I will be driving.
Then it's doom.
No, here it is.
It's doom.
Maybe you should throw... How about this?
Can your mom drive?
This is why I bought an SUV. Ride,
yes.
You give everybody a Zanny.
Mom hasn't even committed yet, but there is a chance.
But you had her committed.
We will travel through... Mother! Hey, Mother! Yeah, we're going to keep you in a home. Kevin? Is
after
this Kevin?
Lunch, after lunch.
All right, so it's looking like now we're going to drive to Boston, visit Mom at the assisted living facility, and she may drive with us the 4.5 hours up to Maine.
Do you think
that's so bad?
Do you think?
And in the car, let me just tell you who will be in the car.
Okay,
it will be me.
Yes,
it will be my mother. It will be Carla. It will be the baby, and it will be the two dogs.
Yes. Oh, I really thought you were going to say daughters.
No, no, it's the daughters are at school.
How do the dogs travel?
You know, that's the thing that I'm having a little debate with Carla, because I think if they're going to be in the car and my 93-year-old mother is going to be there with an infant.
Yeah.
Infant. Do you have infant? If they're going to be in the
infant.
If they're going to be in the car with the infant.
Infant.
I think it's time to put them in an enclosure.
Yeah, a nice cage. A nice
Where do they usually
cage.
Go?
Yeah, to be put in cages. Huh?
On your lap?
No, they usually have the run of the car.
And oh, Beluga. No, you got to throw them in the back.
Oh, that's but do you know that last time I took Linus to PetSmart, he actually shifted the car into neutral?
Yeah, you got to
be
careful.
Because he's walking around.
Yeah, you got to be
put
careful.
Put his foot on the gear shift.
So it's going to be an interesting trip.
Do you think that mom will commit to go to Maine based on how the visit goes?
She'll have a bag just in case. Ready to go.
Really hope it doesn't last that long.
But we're coming. End of August. We'll
nice.
See you, Mom.
All right, cool.
Okay. Thank Thanks. You, Ron. We'll be back with the Michael Mirror Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
This Michael!
Michael! Brought to you by Weight Loss. Healthy weight loss just got more affordable.
Now there's a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. I was using the Dasher Ball today.
You love the Dasher Ball. God, it's the greatest.
You know, the motion with the Dasher Ball is this up and down motion.
Stop it. Not for the Ustreamers. Don't do that.
And I took my little Vitascriptions, and I just was remarking and how wonderful the Dasher Ball is.
But right.
What's really wonderful is the fact that I know that I am on the way to a significant weight loss and healthy weight loss in a short period of time, which for somebody like myself, that's the primary motivating tool for the Weight Not program, and that's what I really do enjoy about it as well, because I've been there, I've done that, and I will tell you that knowing that something is safe is extremely important when you're trying to change the way you look and the way you feel. One of the things about Weight Not that I love is the lack of any artificial ingredients in this program, and the fact that as you ease into it, they let you eat the real foods that you can find at the grocery store, and everybody gets to pick what they like, what's on the program. Tremendous recipes, and I don't talk about this enough.
Oh, the cookbook in the back of the handbook is fantastic.
Yes, they've got great recipes that will, everybody, for different tastes. If you have a particular type of food stuff that you like, you can go and you can use it on Weight Not. And they do a great job with the weight recipes, and they're adding and changing the recipes every single week. They're getting new ones in there.
And as you said earlier, not only, Mike, will you redouble your physical beauty, this will help your Achilles.
Amen.
You'll help you feel better all the time.
I will let you know by November if my Achilles is 100%.
Fantastic.
And I'm really upset that I've let it go to this point that my Achilles is where it is. But you know, when you take any kind of weight off, you are improving so many different aspects inside and outside of your health. And Weight Not is here to do that. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, nothing artificial. Check out the people that have succeeded on Weight Not. They've got a great Facebook page, and they would love you to see those stories. And if you are another person that has succeeded on Weight Not, let us know and send us a letter. We'd love to read that on the air.
Yeah.
To find out more, go to weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you are made of, and we thank you in advance for that. Saw a movie over the weekend.
What film?
Friday was an interesting day for me, and I'll take you through the whole process of Friday. Friday was the day where...
We did the show.
We did the show.
And then we all walk up each other's back trying to get out of here in time.
It was 7 days. The baby was born.
Right.
And I just... Everybody's doing great. The pediatrician visit went well with the baby. The baby seems to be eating well, and mama is doing fine. And 7 days was about that time for dad needed to get out of the house.
Yeah. Sure.
Dad, you've
really
needed
to get
out.
You've done too
much.
Well, no, I don't think that's the direction
that's
he's going, Oscar.
That's not the way I'm looking about it, all right?
What it is that you have been really...
Looking about it, or looking at it. Looking about it. Maybe I'm still crispy from the weekend.
Wow. 7 straight days, Mike, you've been tied to this house.
I have.
And you know what?
And I work here anyway.
You're a man that likes to get out and get about. See what's going on.
You're social.
Yes.
But I said to you guys with this movie, it got this amazing review.
It's The Conjuring.
The Conjuring. And it's as far as horror movies, scary movies, it has the first thing I want to see, and that's based on a true story.
Carrie, now I'm curious. Carrie took the girls to see it last night.
Oh, really?
Girls 12 and 14.
Oh, that's a little scary for them.
And they loved it. They said it was like a roller coaster ride. But Carrie said that about 2/3 of the way through, she stopped believing that it was based on a true story. Where do you weigh in on that?
I totally agree with her on that.
Okay.
Because you're all of these, you know, going in, I've watched so many of these kind of movies that you know that a haunting and paranormal and all that, you know, you've got something where they're going to take tremendous dramatic license. Otherwise, you don't have an interesting movie.
Right.
But to me, that's why the key to any movie like this and what makes this movie succeed so well is the key to a movie like that is the slow ramp up.
Sure.
One of the things I hate, I'm not a Friday the 13th Jason kind of guy, because I think that they, you know, within 10 minutes you got to get somebody getting an arrow through the throat or something like that.
Gore does not scare me.
No, I like the ramp up.
Sure.
And really making it
You're selling
credible.
This pretty well.
And well, it is. It, look, it got, I forgot what the score was, well over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I love the way they did it. Here's the thing, to make a movie that's really really scary, you got to get great actors. If you don't get great actors, you're screwed.
What's the premise again?
The premise
of haunted house, really, right?
Really just a haunting. Okay. You know, where a family moves into a house and it centers around these two paranormal, real paranormal activists and their story about how this happened. And
the female paranormal investigator is Vera Famiglia. Is that her name?
Yeah, Vera Famiglia.
She is amazingly hot in the show Bates Motel when she's the young Mrs. Bates.
Oh, that's right. She likes the scary.
Yeah, is she hot in this movie at all? Is there any sexy to this?
You know what? She's hot, but she's not playing it as a hot woman. She's just an incredible actress.
She's great.
She's so good.
She makes that television show.
And, you know, you see right away when you see a movie like this, when I go to see a horror movie, I want to see that they've got credible actors. And when you see A-list actors that have been in feature films, you're like, yeah, this is going to
buy it.
So I give this a huge thumbs up. I really do. Really, really fun. And you can really escape for a while. And I'm doing pretty well with movies lately. I'm enjoying the ones that I decide to go see.
The more you get out of the house, the better you'll do. And I misspoke. Her name is Vera Farmiga.
Farmiga. And she was the most famous movie she was in with Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Yeah.
She's
hot. There's something about her eyes that are just really hot.
She's also in The Departed.
And it takes place in New England, which is interesting as well. And I'm
and
all
running
about
scared.
That. Well, you know, somebody who has lived in old houses, which I have, both up here in Maine and down at this house, you know, I still go back to the fact that people in these old houses used to believe in spirits, and that's why
House is haunted.
That's why, you know, this house is not haunted.
It is. You've got me convinced with the shoes and whatnot.
I have never had a moment, and I'll say it right now, look at the top of it. I've never had a moment in this house that scared me. I don't think there are any spirits at all in this house, and if there are, I'd like to see some evidence of that tonight.
Oh, infant. Ballsy.
Tony just gave me a look. It was just like, you really said that?
Yeah.
History.
Why would you do that? What about the ghost of Miller Lite?
He was visited by that this weekend.
So many dead soldiers. Do you remember when Slow Joe said that he saw a Confederate soldier in the studio?
A lot of people said that there was stuff going on at the JFK studios, but I think it was mostly weekenders that were still there.
Yeah,
weekenders. They never left.
Yeah, 60-year-old weekenders that smoked a lot of pot.
Did I tell you about the best run-in I ever had? There was a weekender named Tony, and I was to work until midnight one Saturday night, and Tony came in at like 11:30, and he said he'd come in. And it got to be like after midnight. He wasn't back. It was 1 a.m. He wasn't there. So I finally went looking for him at 2 in the morning. He had gone into the fax room, shut the door, and fallen asleep. He was curled up on the floor. And you want to know? You want to know really the caliber of people that WJFK hired?
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the better ones.
Wow. And he went to sleep.
But there were several ghost sightings at JFK in the overnights. But I don't think it really was ghosts as much as it was the caliber of the people that
have
worked
either
there.
One of you ever experienced a real, you know, haunting type situation?
No.
I've had coincidences after people have passed away, like. I do think that Big Daddy has done some things for me since he's dead.
No, so please explain.
Yes, that's a
he hates
bold
to talk.
Statement.
I can tell already because you don't want people to think that you're that way.
This is a really really weird one.
Okay,
but this is very true, and I actually spoke to the KCJJ psychic about it, and she verified. And there's a payoff here.
Right. She's a carny.
Well, of course they all are.
She's a hack.
But she's one of the best. Apparently,
she's one of the best carnies.
So, Big Daddy.
One of my favorite segments on KCJJ too.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Where I was the I was absolutely
the uncooperative,
bordering on complete a-hole.
Yeah.
With her. Yeah, you know, it's like, well, anybody could do that. That's what I said.
You
to her.
Drove Steve up a wall with that, too.
Yeah.
So I was one of Big Daddy's favorite things when he was alive. And this was a
just
lot of
for people that
know,
are new my, listeners.
My
Big
grandfather.
Daddy was your grandfather,
and he spent a lot of time raising me because my folks split up, and then towards the end, Carrie mostly, but we both lived with him, but Carrie took care of him at the end. So
yes,
we're very close our entire lives.
And incidentally, it's always important when we're talking about your folks splitting up, which we don't talk about a lot.
Right.
Please explain to our listeners they split up because of you.
That's right. I was never expected nor wanted.
Added so much stress to the relationship.
I come from a broken home. But sadly, Oscar, I'm the one who broke it.
As a small child. Neither one of them could live in the same house with him.
No, they said, God, he's a dick.
Isn't he a talker?
Yeah.
Okay, so your grandfather.
His, like, one of his things, I don't know if you would call it his trademark or his calling card or something. He loved to give the grandkids $2 bills. And
cool.
The reason he did it is that they were hard to spend. So he thought, you know, this way I'm giving you $2, but you're not going to go blow it because no one wants to spend a $2 bill.
Yes.
Well, he did this his whole life. And a couple years after he passed, I was doing, it was a couple years ago because I was doing it for Veterans Day on KCJJ. I was doing a show of big band music. One of my legendary Steve saying, you can't do these shows anymore.
Because the music's too old.
Because I did a show, but I wanted to salute the veterans.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I said, and I hadn't thought of I did most of it off compact disc, but it was an album I hadn't thought of in probably 10 years that had a live recording of Glenn Miller off of the radio, a transcription recording, and I wanted to get it because it had a neat intro to it.
I'd like to hear that.
And it was actually the presentation of the first gold record ever was for Chattanooga Choo Choo, and this had the presentation.
Do you know that song, Oscar?
I have no idea.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
There it is. Yeah.
So I had somewhere on a piece.
You leave the Pennsylvania station at 3:45, read a magazine, and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. Thank you.
See, I like that song.
Thank you
so
very much.
This had the actual gold record presentation at the front of it, and I wanted to find this recording. Hadn't thought of the album in years. I go and I open this album, and the main reason I was doing this veteran show is because, you know, I want to salute Big Daddy and the Greatest Generation. He was mentioned in when I was putting the show together. I take the record out, and in the album is a $2 bill. And I hadn't thought of that album or any reason about
like
Big Daddy
that.
In a long time.
I like that one.
And it sat with me and it stewed with me. And I said, it's coincidence. It's coincidence. And blah, 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 blah. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. But it really stuck in my craw. So I called Bonnie. She was on Steve's show on Friday. And I said, this is what went down. This is my relationship with him. She says, that's a definite sign from him. And not only that, he will send you another sign before the weekend is up.
So she said that to you.
And I said, okay, whatever. And that weekend, we went out to dinner with a lot of the family. There was maybe like 15 of us we met for Chinese food. And we went through the entire meal, and the bill came, and we're splitting up. And my Uncle Dana is with us, and he pulls out his wallet, and he says, what do you think of this? I said, what? He says, it's Dad's wallet. I decided to use it tonight.
Wow.
And I said, okay, it's enough for me.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, very weird. And
I like that.
But I don't like
I love stuff like that.
I don't like the notion of people on the other side using their powers for bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have an okay time wrapping my head around
the possibilities.
Something from the other side sending you a message of comfort or just hey or helping out. I still have that $2 bill.
If you don't want any spoiler alerts at all for The Conjuring, I don't consider this a real spoiler, but I am going to talk about a detail in the movie that might diminish your experience a little bit. So if you don't want to hear that, turn it down right now. In the Conjuring, they talk about the fact that it's based on these paranormal people that studied this.
Sure.
And they talk about the fact that some of these possessions that they've seen over the years where they've gone into, it's not a human situation. This is not the spirit of somebody else. Now, it's an entity. They talk about an entity. So I don't know whether that, in this particular movie,
that's weird because
they say
always,
that and then they go on and it's the spirit of this evil lady.
But
there
was a... There was in the 80s, I think, a horror movie entitled The Entity,
mm-hmm.
and that was the whole point of it.
Well, the entity is just a word for a spirit or something like
but
that.
But that's weird around. Because you would always think that most horror or most possessions are rooted in almost something tangible, unless, of course, it's Satan. Satan.
You know, as far as the, I'm somebody who believes that we know so very little on this planet,
mm-hmm.
that our science has covered so little that we could have spirits, we could have UFOs, we could have, beings
anything's
from other
possible.
Planets. Anything's possible. I always keep my mind wide open on
sure.
that. What waters it down for me is this cottage industry of reality shows about ghost hunters that are as hack as it possibly gets.
Of course.
Where they go in and it's always with the infrared light where they go, what was that? And it's just
and they have
like,
the meter on the right hand side of your screen.
God,
you're like, is
it's
that a spirit?
Yeah,
and apparently spirits only inhabit places that have 6-foot ceilings.
Exactly.
Because they're always in dark, low, little places.
And they're
like
terrible.
Like the dungeon downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, now
Oscar, there's no dungeon downstairs.
Now, there is a cistern down there.
Yeah. Of course.
And, you know.
AKA dungeon.
If one was to really look at that, I should, you know what? I will take a picture of that cistern, and I will put it up on the online, and I will have people analyze that because, you know, if you
don't open it though, or the spirits will get
out. Here it is. I will say this. I believe this was a water cistern, like a well that they had down there. But there is below my house. There is a hole. There is a. It looks to me like a concrete vessel of some kind.
I've seen it.
A poured or stone.
Yeah.
And it has been so completely sealed up. And it has been sealed up, in my humble opinion, to prevent something from the other side from coming over. No, I don't think so.
No,
well, there's a big stamp.
Have you seen it, Rob?
I've never been down there.
You've never seen it?
No, I've somehow managed to
avoid
it.
I will take you after the show for 5 minutes. I will take you down there. I'll show you what I'm talking about. It is a
not lock me down there.
It is a massive, massive hole in the ground, and I don't
I've seen it.
Somebody said it's a cistern for water. I've never had it analyzed.
But that quarantine stamp that's on top.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's telling.
Now, the weird thing is that when you open it and you look in there, why is there a perfect replica of the Washington Monument?
You're an a-hole. You are such an a-hole.
Nobody's ever seen this, O'Mara.
Okay. I was told.
Except Google.
Hey, when I told you that story, did you know it?
No, and all you know what? Before we broke wide on it on the podcast, when you told me back at the terrestrial show, I was fascinated by it.
Back when I got married.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
At my bachelor party.
Don't tell anybody.
Thanks, jerky. But anyway.
Senators don't know about this.
When you see this, I look forward to getting your analysis
can we
of it
wear
tomorrow.
Can we wear the flashlight on our
yes,
head?
Yes, we can wear the flashlights
okay,
on our head.
Okay, then we'll do
although
that.
There's light down there. There's a light bulb right over it.
Until,
it's not that bright.
One bare... hanging light.
It's a bare hanging light
like
bulb.
Like Psycho.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you been down there?
I don't think I've ever been to your basement.
He sends me down there.
You've never been to the basement?
Well, we changed.
I've lived in the attic, but I've never been to the basement.
Well, we changed the lighting. I said, hey, what are we going to do about this lighting? We turn the power off in this room, right?
Yeah.
Circuit breaker. He said, go downstairs and change. And so I was like, okay, I'll go downstairs. But now I know why he's never been down there.
Well, why would I want to go down there if I'm going to take my life in my hands?
Well, what you will see over this, I think, I'm going to call it. let me look up cistern.
Okay.
I'm going to look up cistern and see what it means because that's what somebody told me that. It's a cistern.
Cistern is French for do not open.
Let me see.
Well of the Souls?
Yes.
Look down there, Indy.
No, it looks like either... I thought you... whoever owned this... I thought this home was part of the Underground Railroad for some reason.
Well, this came a long time after the Civil War. Like 40 years after.
A cistern is a waterproof receptacle for holding liquids, usually water. Cisterns are often built to catch and store rainwater. Cisterns are distinguished from wells by their waterproof linings. Modern cisterns range in capacity from a few liters to thousands of cubic meters.
Do you think there is a way that they could have...
Exactly what it looks like.
Was there a way that water could be gathered outside and piped into that in the basement?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger cistern?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's down there, and the only thing that I will tell you about it is it doesn't just have a cover over it. It has been sealed.
Have you ever opened it?
It's shut.
Yes.
Have you ever opened it?
Like concrete, it's shut.
It's done.
Have you ever opened it?
There's no way I can.
Well, you could with a sledgehammer.
Well, I mean, if I really wanted
to... Oh, let's open it.
If I really wanted to tear it apart, I could open it.
Now we've got a Ghost Hunter show. Now we've got a pay-per-view.
I think it would be a scary place for... I think it's deep enough where... I don't know what it is. I don't know. It could be something where if somebody got trapped down there, they wouldn't be able to get out.
What if somebody buried their life savings in there?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or what if there's a body in there?
Remember in the olden days, where especially when the recession hit, or not the recession, depression hit, people
Hey, Pony, do me a favor.
People
do you know where it is?
Downstairs.
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, go downstairs and just very quickly. Go downstairs into the basement. When you get to the bottom of the stairs, mm-hmm. take a left through that doorway. And then look to your left.
Yeah.
All right.
And he doesn't need a flashlight.
Yeah. He doesn't need a flashlight.
But walk on your knees.
Yeah. How about now?
Anytime you want.
There he goes.
It's pony time.
There he goes.
Thank you.
He was hesitant right
there. I think he's heavily medicated today.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why is he medicated?
He's been moving slow. I have no idea.
That was kind of a weird moment. Yeah. I noticed
the speed we wanted him to leave, Mike, is.
Oh, you know what? And I forgot to say this. Officer Meg was talking, and she heard our conversation about Pony Boy.
Right.
And the car. Officer Meg said she thinks, and, you know, she should know.
Yes.
When she was here visiting, she noticed Pony's car, and she said it's totally illegal.
Why is it illegal?
Why?
Well, that'll, we'll have to discuss that with him.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, that is if he comes back.
If he comes back from his sister. Should be interesting. We'll see what Pony thinks when he comes back.
I look forward to seeing it after the show.
And I will show it to you after the
show. It's just suspicious that it would be cemented closed as if it held evidence.
Now you make me want to open it up. Right, Cyndi Lauper? We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Because is the lid heavy in concrete?
Yes. It is.
So there would be, that would almost be enough to seal some sort of water vessel. The only reason you would cement it shut is if you didn't want anyone to get at it. Even when they cap a well outside, they don't cement it shut. They just put the heavy concrete
over it. I'm pretty sure it has been sealed shut.
Do you have a crowbar?
No. But I mean, I can get one.
Richard have a crowbar.
Richard would have a crowbar. Maybe this is a project.
Maybe
that
it's
we can
a
do.
Map to Chester Copperpot's gold.
Chester Copperpot.
Chester Copperpot.
Or One-Eyed Willie's. I totally killed that. Goonies for life.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sorry, Pony. Turn that back on for me. Pony took a picture of it. This is awesome.
Okay, oh, so he came back
yes,
in one piece. Thanks, Pony.
Thanks, guy.
Let's what see. Is it? Oh, wow.
There's a picture.
That looks creepy.
Cindy, what kind of phone do you have where everything I touch is like a button?
Wow, Mike.
It's
that
an
would
Android.
That would hold two bodies.
Yeah, what if something's in there?
You got to look in
there.
Yeah,
you have to open it up.
I don't know if you can like pry it up. I think it's sealed.
Well, we'll go examine it after the show.
Okay, very good. We'll
this
take a look
is
at
very,
it.
Very, very exciting. Yeah,
it's very scary.
Here you go, Matthew.
Let's get started. This segment of the program brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Summer time is a great time for gifts.
Cistern time.
It's also back to school time, and it's also office supply time and baby time, and they have a mom page at Amazon.
Yes, they do.
They have back to school pages for Amazon.
Backpacks. All kids need backpacks. Buy your backpacks at Amazon.
Today and every day, we want you to go to our Amazon page. And when we say our Amazon page, go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on Amazon. It's that easy. That's all I want you to do. Go to our website. That's MikeOmaraShow.com. It's got the Amazon icon right there under the heading of the show. And you click on that and do all of your shopping through our show. It doesn't cost you one nickel more, but it does benefit the show tremendously.
Immensely.
So please bookmark that and check it out. And now without further ado, let's get right to it.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Little heavy news for you at the beginning of the show today. The son of the Cleveland man who admitted kidnapping, raping, and enslaving three women for about a decade said Monday that his father belongs in prison for the rest of his life.
Did you see that interview?
Yeah, I did.
It was tough to watch, man.
In an interview on NBC's Today Show, Anthony Castro also said he has nothing to say to his father, Ariel Castro, and will not visit him in prison. 53-year-old Ariel Castro is expected to be sentenced Thursday to life in prison plus 1,000 years after pleading guilty last week to 937 counts in a deal that spared him the death penalty. And as I said, this is a heavy, heavy news today.
Yeah.
A day after a bride-to-be was pulled dead from the Hudson River, the body of her fiancé's best man was found a mile downstream. This is right near the Tappan Zee,
right
up north of New York City. And I know this beautiful part of the Hudson River. And I guess they were partying on this boat. The second victim of a nighttime crash involving the speedboat and a large barge north of New York City. The collision left the groom to be grieving for his intended and his best friend while facing surgery for his own injuries. I don't think you can put words to what I have to tell these families, Rockland County Sheriff Louis Falco said as he announced that a body believed to be that of Mark Lennon, 30, the best man, was found Sunday morning. At the church where Lindsay Stewart and Brian Bond would have been married August 10th, the pastor said their lives were filled with hopes and dreams, and that has been snuffed away. So this is a drag. It's kind of a downer Monday for
Saw a lady interviewed that was one of the river officials up there.
Yeah.
And she said at that time of night, with the reflection and sometimes with fog, the lights on the bridge and the boat will really do play with your eyes. And nighttime boating, it's really, really scary
stuff. I hate it. I've always hated it.
I've left in the morning when it's still dark on a boat, and it's very tense.
I don't like it. I've been on the water many, many times late at night. It is never something I enjoy. And your orientation, when you are out on the water, it doesn't matter how well you know it, whether you got a compass heading you know. Mm-hmm. Done it up in Maine. I've done it here on the Potomac River. It is very, very scary.
It is.
You just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And if you have radar and all that good stuff, but if you're on a regular pleasure boat, the odds are you're going to be in trouble. It's an incredibly sad day in the world of radio. Morning radio legend Kid Craddock died unexpectedly on Saturday at the age of 53. He's my age. He was at a charity golf tournament outside New Orleans. The official cause of death hasn't been released, but a Clear Channel internal memo says he suffered an aneurysm. So he's a very, very legendary broadcaster
and he's
very well-known in radio circles.
Done something that very few people in the business have done. He's done it with the admiration of all his competitors. He is very, very well thought of. I've never met him. Have you, Oscar?
No, but one of my old program directors went to work for him and then subsequently moved to LA, but he would always just talk about this guy, and he's a legend in the radio business.
He also started two prep sheets and sold them for profit, so I admire him as a businessman.
One of the good guys too.
Yeah, a good guy.
Honey Boo Boo is getting some competition. Another family from rural Georgia is coming into the world of reality television.
Excellent.
With Hollywood Hillbillies.
Oh, yes. Please do this as Ernie Anderson.
I'm all in.
Set to debut January on the Reels channel.
Do we get that on DirecTV?
You can find it, I imagine.
Wow.
The show follows Michael Cottrell and his grandmother, Dolores Hughes, known as Meemaw. As the family moves from Grayson, Georgia to Hollywood, along for the ride are Cottrell's aunt, Dee Dee Peters, her boyfriend, Paul.
I suffer from that, by the way.
Oscar, you're already getting ready to DVR. And Cottrell's Uncle John Cox.
So it is essentially the Beverly Hillbillies. That's what it is.
For real.
But it's the same.
Cottrell is known as the Angry Ginger on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
Are you familiar with this guy?
Yes, I am.
Really?
He's a redheaded kid that screams and that gets mad that people don't like redheaded people.
He made the video to protest a South Park episode that claimed redheads have no soul, and it gained attention that way.
Well, I'm really glad that a YouTube video has gotten him a major contract.
That's really
all right, very good. I'll stop it with that, ladies and gentlemen. There is hey, Rob, where's...
There it is. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right. There's extensive evidence that pigs are as smart and sociable as dogs, yet one species is afforded affection and respect, the other faces mass slaughter en route to becoming bacon, ham, and pork chops.
The only punch... We only have time for the punchline, Mike. The punchline is, well, he should have said something.
I have a punchline for you today,
okay,
Rob.
Okay.
I have a great punchline.
Oh, good.
Seeking to capitalize on this discrepancy, animal welfare advocates are launching a campaign called The Someone Project that aims to highlight research depicting pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals as more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed.
Well, sewer rat could taste like pumpkin pie, but I'd never know because I won't eat the filthy MF-er. Pulp Fiction.
The hope is that more people might view these animals with the same empathy that they view dogs, cats, elephants, great apes, and dolphins. I don't know why they picked those animals.
Oh, I'd eat
dolphin. Those are the ones that we love.
I'd eat dolphin.
According to the economists behind the book and the website Freakonomics, the greatest food in human history, what do you think it is?
Oh, turkey?
French fries.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
It just might be the McDonald's McDouble.
Oh!
I've said it for years. The bargain of a century is a double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
If you're somehow not familiar, the McDouble is two hamburger patties and a piece of cheese on a bun. It costs $1 at pretty much every McDonald's in the country, and that's part of why it's so great. Putting aside your feelings on fast food, it's never been possible to get so many calories, so much protein, calcium, fiber, and a few vegetables for so cheap. Supposedly, the entire world could survive forever just eating McDoubles.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And a strawberry shake.
Each one has... Of course, Rob.
And I'll do anything for food.
Each one has 390 calories, 50% of your daily protein, 20% of your daily calcium, and 7% of your daily fiber. The runner-up for the best food in human history was boiled lentils.
Boo!
And now a little something.
Fantastic. Is this about lentils?
No.
Oh.
This is a first. On Friday, police in Brooklyn, New York caught two robbers because their getaway driver was missing something you'd think would be a prerequisite for a getaway driver.
What?
Legs!
Oh.
And he knows how to use them.
Around 12:55 a.m. on a Friday, 21-year-old Raheem Roberts and 35-year-old Darnell Cade.
Oh, they're good together.
Mugged a guy.
Yeah, of course.
They stole his keys and $40 at gunpoint. Then they jumped into a van and sped off. Their driver was 40-year-old Danny Marcus, and he's missing both legs from the knee down.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, he's got a special rig on his van that lets him run the gas and brake from the steering wheel. And, you know, I'm about full rights for disabled people.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems pretty dangerous to do it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cops caught up with him quickly. They arrested all three, and they found a gun and a wheelchair in the getaway vehicle.
That makes sense.
And, Rob, what do you think you call that getaway vehicle when it's driven by a guy with no legs?
What's that, Mike?
Lieutenant Van. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you. Lieutenant Van.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Van.
Lieutenant Van. He got away in Lieutenant Van. I'm sorry. I love it. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right after this, everybody. You tell me that it's evil. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home, and I want to tell you about a really good guy. His name is Rory Callahan.
I love him.
And that's why it's RC. Get it? Rory Callahan?
Hold it.
RC Kitchens.
Wait a second. Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. They can do a lot in one day. They can do storage for books and toys. They can do home offices. They can do built-ins for your TV, entryway storage. And, yes, they can even do mudrooms. And they love cabinetry.
Yes, and who doesn't?
And you can get great, great cabinets at very inexpensive prices. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic. Do me a favor and contact Rory Callahan and his crew today, 301-537-3515, or you can call them at rckitchens.com. They are good guys, and they will also help you, even if you're outside of the D.C. area. Call Rory Callahan. That number again, 301-537-3515, or at rckitchens.com. Let's go to the audio vault for Rob Spiewak today, Monday, July 29, 2013. Take it away, Rob.
Today we start with a game. I played this game with Carrie this morning, okay. And she said, this is so good, you should bring back Secret Sound. I said, no.
Secret Sound.
Don't want to do that. Click. Mike, I want you to name this. Now, you will hear a lady in the background.
All right.
I don't want you to focus on the lady. Focus on the primary sound.
Okay.
What is this? Oscar, you can play too. What is this sound? Besides adorable.
Look at those whiskers. Mm. It's a finger.
It's an animal of some kind.
It is an animal. Very good.
I think she said it.
She did not.
No?
What did you hear
a
her
penguin?
Say?
No. That is the sound. Oh, do you want to do
Well, let me guess. What's the point?
See, when I first
It's an animal having sex.
It's not having sex at all. Carrie thought it was a baby.
It sounds like a baby.
No, it sounds to me like a dog.
It is a baby porcupine.
A porcupine?
Eating a banana still in its peel. They slice the banana so it's like a banana coin still wrapped in the peel, and the porcupine is just going to town. I've never heard of porcupine before. I love it.
And where is it?
It's like in a porcupine house.
Have you ever
know.
Seen wow. a porcupine?
Not in real life.
You know where we have a lot of porcupines?
Where?
Up in Maine.
Really?
Yeah, tons of porcupines.
Have you ever stepped on one?
No, but I've seen one. And we almost, our dogs, a couple of our dogs got nailed.
Do they get the quills in them?
Oh, it's nasty.
Bad. Well,
very,
you know
very
what? I would rather have a porcupine than a skunk.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, now this is, I don't normally like what the prop comic, like Gallagher. But this
Carrot
is,
Top?
Yeah, another prop comic.
Nah. Okay.
This is a comic slash musician named Eric Buss, B-U-S-S. And I give him credit for the creativity of this. He got a huge, huge, like a 5 foot in diameter, like you would see in a packaging store, roll of bubble wrap.
Okay.
And put it on a dispenser in front of a bicycle. And then he's driving the bicycle so the bubble wrap dispenses on the road in front of him. So there's always bubble wrap in front of him as he's driving the bicycle.
Look at Pony.
Am I explaining
Look at
myself
Pony. That's
correctly?
The first, he's unhinging his jaw about
okay,
this.
Okay, so he's really, this is, you've ever
but
sat
But Mike
down.
Said your car's illegal, Pony. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, you're really, you're cruising, pal. Cruising for a bruiser.
You're riding dirty.
Yeah, but you know how you sit down and you just pop bubble wrap?
Yeah.
That's so last year now because he's got a road of bubble wrap in front of him and a bicycle that pops the bubbles. You might be saying to yourself, Rob, how does this sound?
How did they release the bubble wrap? Was it on a wheel in the back of a truck?
No, it is on the bike. It is on a huge dispenser hooked to the front of the handlebars. Yeah, of the handlebars.
So it's one mechanism.
It's one mechanism, and this is how it sounds.
My name is Eric Buss. This is my bubble wrap bike. Jealous much?
Pretty creative.
Good video?
It's pretty great.
Can you slow down at all?
You really can't, because if you make a bike go too slow, it falls over.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So I don't know if I'd ever pay money to go see him at the Improv, no. But I love the bubble wrap. Bike.
Which video did you like better this weekend, Rob? Did you like that one or Kevin Meaney auditioning for the Avengers?
Well, that, I will say this. Eric Buss's video made me laugh. Kevin Meaney's video made me uneasy.
Made it creepy.
But had you seen it before I put it on your wall?
No, I hadn't.
Good. It's worth a look.
It was creepy.
He's a funny, funny man.
And Rob, Horny Bob Spiewak put up there the Chinese fire drill.
The instructions for a Chinese fire drill.
Instructions for a Chinese, no, not at all. Yeah. No, but it's nice that he's still chasing the fun.
Yeah. Well, the fun is great to have. You know, he did those.
Yes.
As a young man.
Well,
they
swear
were sort
God.
Of after my time, the Chinese fire drill.
You know, HBS, Robert Spiewak, yes. Rob's dad, who is a very funny guy, loves this show, and we love when he contributes to
a
Facebook.
A loving man.
And he's a loving, good, fun-loving guy.
Man of God.
I just looked at that, and man of God. I just looked at that, and I went, that's just cool. That's why he's Rob's dad, that he's putting that kind of fun stuff. And it made me want to just call a bunch of friends and go, hey, we're going up to the main intersection.
Guess what I'm guessing? Right, I'm guessing about 4 bottle caps hit the counter before he posted that. I think it was probably between Beck's number 4 and 5. Sad, losing J.J. Cale, who is a guy you've probably not heard of, but you know his work. He was 74. He was known as the architect behind the Tulsa sound, and he wrote a lot of great hit records. He once said that if it hadn't been for Eric Clapton, J.J. Cale would probably be selling shoes. But J.J. Cale wrote this. After
midnight. Really? We don't let it all hang down. That's simple lyric. I love that.
And he just really captured a great sound for Clapton. And another great Clapton record that he wrote, of course.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Cocaine.
Yeah.
So J.J. Cale was a party animal.
Maybe. I don't know. It didn't really say. He was 74, and he did win a Grammy with Eric Clapton in 2007. I always think this is one of the Grammys that they give not for the actual work, but for the work building up to it. But he got it for Contemporary Blues Album, Best Contemporary Blues Album, The Road to Escondido.
He looks Eric like Clapton. A partier, Rob. I'm looking at a picture.
Either that or he looks like Leo Donahoe. Remember we used to work with him at WJFK?
Yeah,
he also wrote for Leonard Skinner. He wrote a great song called Call Me the Breeze.
Oh, I love that song. It's a great Skinner song. I keep blowing down. Anybody watch that Ginger Baker documentary on HBO?
I have it in my TiVo. Is he really that crazy?
Absolutely out of his effing mind.
Is he really?
And the documentary ends great.
Does it? You'll love it. So worth staying with it?
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic. Cool. The guy was insane. And I mean, he was the drummer for
Cream and Blind Faith.
And really, he's supposed to be the greatest drummer in Britain.
Oh, wow.
And absolutely an a-hole.
I can't wait to see it.
No other a-hole.
But a-hole aside, safe home, J.J. Cale. Thank you for lots of great music. Mm-hmm. You love the show Friends, Oscar.
I do.
I pulled this for you because with Piers Morgan on vacation, not sure why they thought he was credible for this, they put Matthew Perry in to host the Piers Morgan show.
Oh, I'm a big Matthew Perry fan.
Yeah, but why would they put him in there? That's not a proper place for him.
I think he could call and get Lisa Kudrow.
So
Lisa Kudrow was on the show.
It's okay. Can't we just create some new stuff?
Well, he's got a new show on.
He's got the new
I thought
show,
it was canceled.
Yeah.
Wasn't it canceled?
Like, did it get canceled?
I think it
when
did.
When he's a sports broadcaster?
Yeah, I
think
it
saw
did.
Like four
but
of those
in
shows.
Any case, it's funny you should say, why can't we create some new stuff?
Right.
The key topic of their conversation is they wish they still were doing Friends.
If I had a time machine, I would like to go back to 2004 and not have stopped.
Oh.
Would you get in a time machine and have stopped? Would you want to change that? Or
yeah.
You would have kept going or you would have stopped?
Oh, I would keep going. We had a lot of fun. It was
made
just
a lot of
really
money.
Fun. But I think we were extremely appreciative at the time, by the way. It's not like, you know, we did not appreciate
she is funny, though.
How fun She's it was, quirky, how good the writing was. What we were all very proud and appreciative.
We definitely knew we were a part of something special and were very grateful the whole time. But I think just in that meeting where we all said, let's stop, I probably would have said, hey, let's not stop.
Well, you know what?
You know?
Because when they said let's stop, they thought they were bulletproof. They thought they'd get another
show. They decided to stop? Oh, yeah. I never knew that.
Oh, of course they did, yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Because I was in the look, I was in the depths of bong hits and beer bongs in college when it stopped. So.
Well, so many of the great shows decide to try to go out on top. And if you want to call Friends a great show, they did it. Dick Van Dyke did it. Seinfeld did it. They would have loved to have gone on, but they did not.
Oh, my God.
And I think that is a conscious decision. I think with syndication, once they get that magic number, financially, they're all secure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to be super rich for the rest of their lives unless they keep working and get something else, unless you're Jerry Seinfeld.
Keep on going.
But they certainly have enough money where they can probably still afford the house in Malibu when they're doing that.
Go On was canceled. Thank you very much. That was Matthew
Perry's
show.
I thought it was called Goon.
Go On. And then
A-Rob.
Out of all the people there, you've got Jennifer Aniston, who's still making money.
Yeah.
Still cash and check.
She's got that new movie with Sudeikis coming out.
And then Matthew LeBlanc, while Joey didn't work out, Matt LeBlanc. He's got that show on Showtime.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's still killing. I think they might have won an Emmy.
But it's based on him being Joey.
Yeah.
True. Which is really the way it is.
That's true. And
that's
he's
what
gone
TV
gray.
Does to you. Right.
All of us have gone gray, Mike.
Absolutely.
That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's it. We got to get out of here. And we'll have more on Matthew Perry on tomorrow's show.
Hard-hitting coverage?
That's it. No, we didn't get to anything I wanted to talk about. I really wanted to talk about the Orioles and the Red Sox over the weekend. It's too late for that now.
You sound so sad.
I really.
It's too late for that now.
Tomorrow, I've got a pick to click as far as television is concerned, and I'll do that for you tomorrow. Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. Check them out at smartterm.com. They're big supporters of the show. Yeah, Morgan Spurlock, very, very talented news guy now.
Excellent.
Working for CNN. I'll have all the details in. Bye-bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Now that the show is over, feel free to go shopping. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.